And I also want to talk about one more champion, a little known guy called Smolder. You may be familiar with him, the Fiery Fledgling. And the reason I want to talk about Smolder, just really quickly, specific to the Riot MMO, is I have a video coming out pretty soon on Smolder and his lore and stuff. I was going through his lore, and at the end of his biography, because it turns out Smolder is actually from Camivore. And if you know who Viego is, he's from Camivore. He led to the Ruination. At the end of his bio, it says, "And one day, when he is ready, they will return together to their ancestral home to usher in a new golden age for Camivore." I'm going to call this right now. We already said, me and you, right? Camivore is going to be an expansion. That's an easy, 100%.
Absolutely. There's no way it doesn't happen.
Exactly.
Like Viego alone is enough for us to warrant a Camivore expansion.
And Viego is trapped in Camivore. And Viego causing the Ruination really screwed over the Imperial Dragons to the point where they're all pretty much dead. And the Imperial Dragons were like dragons that kind of allied with the Camivorian kings.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and Smolder right now is in Noxus. Because, he was in Camivore. The place was whole falling apart. His mother kept journeying further and further to try to get him food. And then Noxian Beastmasters, which a lot of those guys are like, they basically look for beasts that people can fight them in the arenas. They stole Smolder away, his egg, while he was on the ship. And then she ended up figuring out where the ship was. She destroyed it, blew it up. But then Smolder ended up like getting lost, his egg getting lost, and he ended up on an island. I don't think it was, he might have hatched by then. But anyways, he ends up on an island and then he ends up living in Noxus and she eventually finds him. So right now they are in Noxus. And then I think that's how we're going to link back to Camivore one day. It'll be with Smolder and we'll be like going to meet the Imperial Dragons and retake Camivore. And we all know Viego is in Camivore after the events of the Sentinels of Light.
So do you think Smolder's going to be like our guide during the Camivore expansion, essentially? He's going to be like our go-to man that we're going to be talking to a lot throughout the whole expansion?
I think at the beginning, for sure, like Smolder's going to be a big piece of like, you know, getting introduced and everything.
Yeah,
but I think his mother.
Yeah.
Yeah, his mother, who's more, she's actually been to Camivore. I mean, he doesn't remember anything about Camivore. He's just like a little kid.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was never actually in Camivore, right? Even just as like a kid, so.
Exactly. But I think his baby, mother, that's a big easy one.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Man, I'm surprised. Is this like the second time we're seeing any involvement with Camivore? It's only been Viego up until now, right?
Yeah. No, just Viego. I mean, the book, The Ruination, talks a lot about Camivore. But other than that, we've never heard about Camivore until now with Smolder, other than Viego, man. Obviously, and like the other champions in the Blessed Isles that are from Camivore.
Yeah, dude, it's crazy to think about. This is such a massive continent that obviously is pretty important in the lore that like, even if you're a bit of a lore head, you might just not even know about it.
Yeah.
You know, Camivore, like unless you read The Ruination. Yeah, like... It's insane, dude.
It's just like a city, too. You have those in the map of Camivore. You have that whole basically unknown lands that are attached to Camivore. I mean, it's a whole nother, basically all new Runeterra on that side of the world. And all we know is Camivore, which is basically like it's like if Camivore looks at our side and all they know is, Ionia.
Like Ionia. Yeah, like they just see that island. They're like, oh, OK, that's the other side.
Yeah, or just like they see like a piece, you know, like they'll see Noxus, but they know nothing else about Runeterra, something like that. That's like comparable to how we see Camivore.
Yeah, it's just insane. I love how Riot definitely intentionally keeps their options open with a lot of stuff like this, just like how many open-ended problems we have in Runeterra. We also have some open-ended landscapes that like clearly are supposed to lead off somewhere that we don't know yet. Mm-hmm. And like maybe even they don't know yet, you know, like they leave it there, so when the time comes, if they want to add, you know, another freaking snow continent, they can do that, just put on the other side of Camivore. I think that's really cool. I think it's very clever of them.
Yeah, they left it like I do feel like the Blizzard map when they first made World of Warcraft was very complete. Like that was Azeroth.
Yeah,
And I feel like they're intentionally with the map of Runeterra. They're showing that it's not like when you look at the world map. When you looked at world map in the classic WoW, like that was the world what we saw, and that was the whole world.
Yeah.
With Runeterra, they're intentional with the fact that it's not the complete world. You know, you look at the Pantheon cinematic in Legends of Runeterra when he upgrades or whatever to level 2.
Oh yeah.
You can clearly see that it's not the whole world. Yeah. Wow. Like you're only seeing one face of it, and the whole other face is just, we don't know what's going on over there.
Yeah, dude. Just like, I mean, like in the case of like World of Warcraft and that world known as Azeroth, like the thing wasn't even that they could have put a whole other side of the world on that, but it would still just feel like, oh, okay, they just added another continent, out of nowhere, out of the blue. It's just on the other side of the world now.
Yeah.
But with this case, with Runeterra, even on the Runeterra map, we still have that North Pole, South Pole, right? Where we know nothing, but we know it's there. And I think that's so genius. Yep. Just the implication that things could be there leaves room for us to imagine what it could be, and for Riot to do whatever the hell they want with it whenever they want.
Yeah.
It's just a very smart move, especially from an MMO perspective.
Well, the North Pole, South Pole, there definitely could be a South Pole, but that is assuming that Runeterra is on like the same axis as Earth in terms of how it rotates. And there are some places of the Freljord that I wouldn't be surprised are like eternally dark, you know, where the sun almost never reaches, it's always nighttime. Like I can see Frostguard Citadel in the north almost never gets any light. And I could see that if it's on an axis, that would mean that would make Shurima, you know, the bottom part of the planet and closest to the sun. And that's why it's deserty. So that would make sense too. Or they could do it where, you know, you're kind of just half. It could definitely be half. But we don't know.
It could just be I imagine that that Shurima is closer to the equator. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So yeah, like they could do a whole bottom half. I think you're right about that. That would be interesting. And yeah. I mean, like, it makes sense. Yeah, like if we're comparing it to Earth.
Yeah, if it's the same as Earth,
it makes sense given the fact that Freljord's up to the north and it's very cold. So I could see them doing that for sure, and it would make so much sense. Oh, they're setting themselves up so intentionally.